We're learning Masechta Zvachim. We are in the 10th parak. We're up to Mishnah Beis. Mishnah tells us that V'chol HaMekudish Mechaveru Kodem Es Chaveru. Yesterday's Mishnah told us that Kol Tadir Mechaveru Kodem Es Chaveru. That any time you have two things, we do that which is more frequent first. In the event that when you have something which is more kadosh, something which has more sanctity and holiness, that also would come first. In fact, the Gemara discusses what if you have a conflict between the two, which is more important, something which is tadir, something which is mekudesh, and that's what the Gemara discusses. But let's continue with our Mishnah. The Mishnah gives the first example. Dam chatos kodem dam ola. Most of us, when we think of an ola, which is an elevation offering, which is completely consumed on the Mizbeach, you would think that certainly is more kadosh, more holy. However, we say that when it comes to the sprinkling, the zrikas adam, the blood of the chatas, of the sin offering, that would take place before the sprinkling of the blood of the ola. And the reason for this is that a chatas represents a sin offering, which means that by sprinkling the blood, mimni shehu meratza. It's a way that the person will be able to receive a kapara, an atonement for the avera that they had done. And therefore, because of that, the urgency, the seriousness of wanting a person to be able to receive a kapara, we would want that to take place even before the bringing of the great, the sprinkling of this great carbon ola. And then the Mishnah tells us, Evari ola kodmin le'emure chatos. When it comes to the limbs that are consumed on the Mizbeach, when it comes to the ola, that takes precedence. Mipnesha hein kolil ishim. As we know, that when it comes to the ola, it's completely consumed on the Mizbeach, and therefore, for that reason, that takes place first, the ola offering over the chatos. The only time is the sprinkling, because the zrikas adam, for the chatos, that comes first, because of the kapara which takes place upon the sprinkling of the blood. Just see one more scenario, and we'll stop in the middle of the Mishnah. Chatas koin demes l'asham. In general, the chatas, the sin offering, comes before the guilt of the asham, before an asham. Bimnei shidama nitin al arba kronos al ve'al ha'yesod. Because when it comes to the sprinkling of the blood of the chatas, it's done on more places, or more specifically, arba kronos, on all four corners, as well as the yesod, as well as the base, as opposed to the asham, which is not sprinkled four times. And therefore, because of, again, it's showing that there must be more kedusha, because we want it to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach more times, therefore the chatas, the sin offering, should be brought before the asham.